afternoon, good evening, whenever you are listening to this. Welcome back to the Caffeine and Anxiety Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Kristen, joined by
Jane. How are you?
Joined by Jane. I'm so good.
I'm so joyous right now.
It's just like a rainy day.
A rainy hump day.
A rainy hump day. And, you know, not everyone's feeling a rainy hump day.
Well, actually, I'm kind of happy it's a rainy hump day because it reflects on, like, I'm so tired. My dog has just been diarrhea-ing literally since the weekend, and it's now Wednesday because, like, at the campground, everyone just goes, oh, you're having a potato chip? Oh, one for Priscilla. Oh, one for you, one for Sil. And, like, she just gets up a million times in the middle of the night to go poop. But, you know, that's just like being a dog mom, you know?
Yeah. That's your cross to bear.
Yeah, truly. Anyways, anything like new and popping with you? I know there's a million. We just need to do like a little catch up because it's literally been a million and 2 years long.
It's funny because I was thinking like, oh, like we've been so busy, which like I guess we kind of have been. But like we're not even in the thick of our wedding season yet.
No, I feel like we haven't even been that busy compared to, I'm just like keep anticipating like August.
Yeah.
We're donezo in August.
I feel like August is going to be like on adrenaline. But what's new? I don't know. What's new with you, Miss Canada?
Okay. Also new dog sister.
Oh, yeah. I got a dog 2 days ago.
So is it like are you the sister or are you the mom?
I think I'm the mom.
Oh, wow.
I think. Well, so Ruby calls my parents Grammy and Grampy.
Yeah.
We didn't want to confuse Ruby.
Yeah.
But she lives upstairs. So it's like a whole thing.
It's just like a modern day blended family.
Yes, blended. And so tell us everything about.
So I am Miss Canada United World. That's all I got to say about that. No, I'm just joking. So I went to London, Ontario recently to compete in Canada United World Pageant. And it was so much fun. And I ended up winning, which was like, I literally manifested that. I felt it in my soul that it was like meant for me.
Tell them about the reservation.
So one thing that Kristen and I did like weeks out before the pageant, because so if you win this pageant, you get to go to Austin.
Which we love.
Texas. It's actually just outside of Austin. It's in like Rimrock or Red Rock or something. Anyways, so there was this bar that we really wanted to get into last time we were in Austin, but we couldn't because it's so busy. So I was like, okay, well, let's like make the reservation and just like manifest that we will be going back. Anyway, so now we're going to get to use that reservation, which is so exciting. It's called Zanzibar. I don't know if anyone has ever been into like there. I don't know. I wonder if we have a couple Austin girlies listening. I don't know. Anyways, so very excited about that. So yeah, next step is internationals in Texas. So I'm literally, so I got a Good Life membership because I'm going to go in their like big mirrored room and like practice my walk. And I think today might be my first day doing that. But it's kind of like nerve wracking because.
Oh my God, I know. I would be so nervous.
I like don't want people to watch me.
But who cares? Like you're Miss Canada.
I know. That's the like energy that I need energy. To bring.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I guess now is a great time to tell you guys who this episode is brought to you by. So with the summer months and wedding season upon us, Kristen and I know how busy our schedules can get. If you know us, you know we need to keep organized. Well, it's easy for us to be glued to our phones. When we write out our to-dos, it makes us more likely to remember what we set out to accomplish. By BeWags can help you do just that with their daily to-do shopping lists, magnetic calendar, and meal planner. Being small business owners, we love to support local businesses and boss women like ourselves. And best of all, it's going to look cute with your aesthetic. Use our code CAP15 for 15% off your next purchase. I literally cannot with not writing things out. Like, I am such a pen and paper girly that this is just like, I love what BeWags stands for. And of course, she's like a local businesswoman, mm-hmm. boss girl. So yeah, use code CAP15 for 15% off your next purchase.
CAP, CAP15, Caffeine and Anxiety
Podcast.
CAP. Yes. Good thing we can spell.
I remember like the last time I read that ad, I was like, well, not this specific ad, but the old ad that we read anyways, and it was like CAP15, and I didn't know that it was for caffeine and anxiety, and I was
podcast
like, I was like, oh, that must just be like the discount code that they chose.
I love organizational things, especially like, well, I'm more of a digital,
which I cannot get behind.
But I do, like, I love lists. Like, I love writing down, like, lists. Like, I have a list here.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a listicle girl.
Yeah.
But otherwise, yeah, I just put everything in my calendar.
I can't get behind that. Also, I just want to let you guys know that Kristen and I are truly suffering right now for good audio, hopefully, because we don't have the AC on.
Yeah, it's a fucking sun in here.
We're both in, like, leggings and crew necks. So just know that we're trying to suffer for good audio. But anyways, because we're just talking about the pageant now, I might just like go through some of the questions that we got regarding mm-hmm. the pageant.
How about I ask you the questions?
Okay. So,
and you answer them.
Perfect. Some of them are for the both of us.
Are you excited for Texas?
Yeah, I'm literally so excited. I'm like, so winning this pageant, I'm so motivated to just like be the best that I can be. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, I'm so motivated.
And you're like a pageant newbie. You're going to be with some very seasoned vets.
I know.
But I honestly don't think that matters. I think if anything, you have the advantage because you're not so, what's the word?
It's like not practiced. So, you know how in radio they call it like the Ronnie Radio voice?
Yeah.
It's like the Patty pageant.
Totally.
Like, yeah. I'm not going to be like world peace.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm going to be like real. And I think that's a great thing.
Totally. It makes you stand out. I'm also excited for Texas because I love Texas.
Yeah. Kristen's coming with me, everyone, by the way.
And it couldn't have been a better place.
No, I know.
How do you plan on using your new title in your everyday life?
I think.
Oh, wait. First, I want to preface this by saying, like, tell them what your platform was and then tell us how you're going to use your new title.
Wait, what my platform is?
Is.
Yeah. So the Working Women's Movement, which shout out to my pageant coach, Maria, who helped me come up with that name. Anyways, but it's just basically like embodying being this like supportive, like hype women for other female businesses. And like, it's great because you guys know, like, for every episode that Kristen and I do, we like to provide free ad space for women because us being female entrepreneurs, we know how expensive that stuff is. Mm-hmm. So we just really want to support other women. And of course, we're like, this podcast is such like an open platform for anyone who like needs advice or anything. Like, Kristen and I are so open to that stuff. So really, like, the Working Women movement is just, I just want it to be this platform to empower women and especially female entrepreneurs like around Canada.
Yeah, because I feel like when we started, we weren't really empowered by
no one.
Except Caitlin. Katie.
Yeah.
I'll take that back. So like, but honestly, all it took was that one person to like be in our corner and tell us like, no, you guys are doing great. No, you guys are going to be the like number one videographers. No, like, call me if you need anything. And we would constantly call it. It took one person. So if you can do that for more than one person, you're doing good.
Literally.
What was your favorite part of pageant weekend?
Oh, wait. What? How am I going to be?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Cancel that.
So basically,
every day.
Every day. Okay. So this sounds really cheesy, but there's just this like, I forget how it goes, but it's basically like your like queen speech. Okay, so that's what Maria, my coach, has kind of taught me. And it just means, like, literally pretend that you are, like, Miss Universe. And everyone you speak to, like, you don't want to speak out, like, hatred all the time. You want to speak out, like, positivity. And I just, like, even scratch the Working Women's Movement. Like, the tiniest thing, I just want to, like, be a hype woman. Or a hype woman to, like, everyone out there. You know what I mean? So just day to day, I literally just want to be, like, a supportive queen to my fellow females across mm-hmm. Canada.
Yeah, it's so like, it feels so good when people are supportive or just say like, oh, you look cute today.
Literally tiniest things like that.
The tiniest things. I know it's so like cliche and lame, but like it does really make a difference.
It makes such a difference.
What was your favorite part of pageant weekend?
My favorite part of pageant weekend. Honestly, this is kind of like, this is just like a tip, I guess I have. Like, if you're in a pageant, go way earlier than you think, because I'm such a like stress body that my favorite part, honestly, was getting there a day early.
Yeah.
And having like the hotel room to myself, getting in my PJs, like watching RuPaul's Drag Race, like just little things like that, that really calmed me and prepped me for actual pageant weekend. But I think my favorite part of the weekend was probably like being crowned, I think. That was but it was so weird. After I got off the stage, I was like, did that really just happen? Like, I wish I just relished in it more. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And you're the first ever.
Yeah. So this United World Pageants, this is their first time ever being in Canada. So I'm the first ever Miss Canada United World, which is so crazy.
So crazy.
Yeah.
Did you expect to win? How did you win?
Okay. So like I said, we like definitely manifested winning. So I wouldn't say I expected to win, but I definitely like dreamt to win. You know what I mean? Like I felt it in my soul that it was the right time. And it's so funny because, so I did a Miss Canada pageant back in August in Montreal last year. And like, I wanted to win that one so bad. But looking back, I'm like, she was not ready. Like, she...
That was your very first pageant. I mean, this is only your second one. But like, do you know what I mean?
I know. Like, I just feel like I'm a new woman. I have a platform that I'm so passionate about. And I just feel like I'm in the right headspace now to win. So I'm like, I'm so happy I didn't win the last one.
I also find that your new platform, you're more passionate
Way
about.
Way more passionate.
And like, you can tell when people are passionate about something. Like, it shows when you're authentic about it.
Totally.
Not that you weren't authentic about it, but it
didn't like light a fire like it lights
a
fire now.
And it didn't fit your current life.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Totally.
Okay. If radios die down even more along with podcasts, will you do a talk show instead, like The Voice?
Oh my gosh. Well,
I don't understand. If radios die down even more along with I see. Will you do a talk show?
I feel like we don't have time to do a talk show. But I mean,
like a YouTube talk show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be sick. But yeah, it takes time and it costs money.
I know. And time and money are some things that we don't always have around here.
Amen to that, sister. Don't have time. We don't have money. Why are we here? So how does it work? How do you get your podcast out there? Oh, so probably like the ins and outs of podcasting.
Yeah, so why don't you take that away?
Sure. So Jane and I obviously have a background in, well, maybe it's news to people listening. We have a background in broadcast journalism. And our first year of school, it was like radio, television, and journalism. So we know how to do the whole audio thing. Mic check 1, 2, 1, 2. So yeah, we have a handy dandy recorder that we use at weddings. We have these awesome mics we just bought at Best Buy. Then we take that audio, we put it into Adobe Audition. You could use any. Especially if you're not really editing anything.
I feel like would you even have to put it in something? You could just like export it.
We do I don't even know.
I like try not to edit it anymore.
Yeah.
Because again,
it's more authentic when it's not edited. And then you just find a web host. So we use a program called Audio Boom. You have to like pay for the subscription, but there's like Spreaker. We've used that previously. And then you pop it in and it pops it out to all the things like Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. But Jane and I both do everything by ourselves, like our marketing, our Instagram, our pre-production, post-production, all the things. But we're looking, eventually we will probably outsource.
Eventually, yeah, that's the goal.
Yeah, like we have the ideas, we just like
need someone to help us.
Totally. Okay, next question, another podcast question. To listen to a podcast, you need a radio, right? But nobody listens to the radio anymore, so how? No,
you just download Spotify, download Apple Music, search the Caffeine and Anxiety Podcast, and you will find us.
Okay.
And then I think there might be... But okay. Just you get, we have a lot, but you can just kind of skim through.
Okay.
Do.
In a day and age like today, are podcasts even popular or a thing of the past? Ooh,
I don't think they're. I feel like they're a thing of the present and the future more so than the past.
I have really been listening to a lot of podcasts lately.
Literally, if you go on my Spotify right now, there's like no music. It's all podcasts.
Well, Jane literally falls asleep to podcasts. It's like a part of her sleep hygiene.
Yeah, because literally I just cannot fall asleep to my own thoughts. My brain is just constantly go, go, go. So I feel like I need to like my brain to focus on someone else's conversation and then I can just like fall asleep. Because otherwise I'm thinking of that one embarrassing thing I did in grade 7.
You know? So we'll do a couple more podcast ones and then we'll move on to some other things. But Do you get a lot of money doing a podcast?
Yeah, we are like so wealthy.
So we get no money.
No money, but a lot of people do get money. And if we like
that thing we were talking about, like having the time and putting in the effort, getting an agency to monetize it with ads.
Making sure to like be consistent. We just make money.
We need to make the moves because we have the listeners, but is doing a podcast fun? I think so.
I think it's really fun. I find it so hard to actually like get here, put the mics in our hand, do the damn thing. But then afterwards, it's like, oh my God, that was so fun.
How many times are we like, we need to say like every Monday, which we should start doing. Okay. So Jane, who is your biggest inspiration in life?
Oh my God, that's a really good question. I feel like, well, this is kind of cheesy, but like someone that I always looked up to like growing up was Audrey Hepburn, because mm-hmm. she literally just would carry herself with such like class and grace. And not only was she so beautiful, but she also was like a huge like humanitarian and did like so much charity work. So I think, I don't know, she's just like such a classic gal. Like I used to have pictures of her in my room. Mm-hmm. I did like a project on her in high school. So I definitely would say Audrey Hepburn.
My biggest inspiration in life? That would be way too hard. What's your favorite thing to do on weekends?
Oh,
nothing.
Probably nothing. To sit on my couch with my boyfriend Nick and our dog Priscilla and just like watch things on TV. That is definitely my favorite thing to do. Naps. Oh my God, take naps on weekends.
What's your 5 go-to outfits? Like Monday to Friday, I'll wear this kind of thing.
Well, Monday to Friday, if we're just like in the office, like we are right now, literally some Lulus or some sort of leggings and an oversized sweatshirt. But same. If we were like actually to go somewhere like and had to look nice, I would probably just wear like jeans, like a bodysuit, and I really like, I have a couple like oversized like linen button-ups that I really like, mm-hmm. that are like casual but like kind of dress it up, so I would wear like something like that.
What's your favorite thing you did with your new title so far?
Probably doing that like princess activity at the campground. So my family owns a campground, so I got to help out with the kids activities Sunday morning. So I made this like piece of paper that it said like draw yourself, and then there was like numbers 1 to 5, and we got them to write out like their favorite things about themselves. And literally just being around little kids when you have a crown and sash on, they actually think you're a real life princess, and it is so cool. And like just seeing what they wrote out, it's like, oh, they love their hair, oh, they love their house, they love their dogs, like their favorite thing is like the dress that they have on right now, little things like that. And I was telling Kristen before, they literally were getting me to like sign their papers, like they thought I was like
a princess.
Anyways,
you're royalty.
Yeah, so that was definitely my favorite thing so far.
So some of these are pretty broad. I feel like we could both elaborate on these.
Yeah.
Do you support that LGBTQIA+?
Yes. Hell yeah.
Jane and I were just talking about this morning about like being allies and like what that means. And it totally just doesn't mean like going to pride events and like watching Drag Race.
Yeah.
That's like not even like you really have to be an ally, I think, it means like speaking out, standing up,
yeah,
supporting.
Like, if someone says something that's mm-hmm. like not correct, you just like correct them and maybe educate them a little bit. So yeah, you know that TikTok, and it's like, I'm part of the LGBTQ plus community, and this is my friend, whatever. Speak, Valentina. And she goes, ally. That's us.
Yes, we totally, totally, totally are. Okay. Just like, what do you think of the abortion stuff going on in the States? I think it's fucked up.
Oh my God. It literally breaks my heart. Like, so this all came out when I was like pageant weekend for me, and I was just scrolling TikTok, and it was like everything was to do with that. And I literally had to get off my phone because I was like, what day and age are we living in? Like, it is so insane. Like, I just don't even understand how it's real. It's like kind of when Trump was elected, I was like, what is going on over there? I felt like I was in a weird dream, and now I also still feel like I'm in a weird dream.
Yeah, it's just so sad. Like, a woman should have a right to choose.
I know.
I know so many people who have had abortions who just, like, it's, I don't want to say like it's made their life better, but they've had a life where they weren't like falling victim to a system.
Yeah, filled with opportunities yes. and like positivity. So I think abortion is a great thing, and I'm just happy to be Canadian.
Oh, and I also saw this. I posted this, but it was like, we have to stop stigmatizing abortion. Like, abortion is a good thing. And like, I think people have a problem with that.
Definitely.
Because it's hard to explain, but like, it gives people an opportunity, like I said. Yeah. So it's really interesting. I'm not saying like everyone get pregnant and go out and get an abortion for the purpose of like, oh, it's fine. Like, let's not be careful. I'll just get an abortion. Exactly. I'm not saying like, that.
Have safe sex first. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, things happen. And if you're not ready, and go like talk to your doctor and figure out what plan is best for you, and choose. It's your choice at the end of the day.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting going into a place like Texas.
I know. Oh my God. Guess what? So Haley, one of my friends who's a nurse, I was like telling her about it, and she was like, oh my God, Jane, you need to get the best health insurance. Because she was saying, she used these medical terms, which I don't really know what it means, but like an atopic pregnancy. Like,
yeah.
If we go there, we don't know we're pregnant, and then something goes wrong.
Yeah.
And then they would have to like fly us out, like all this crazy. And it's like, it's crazy that we actually do have to think about
that.
I
know.
So we need to look into good health insurance.
Well, I actually just found out that my credit card has medical insurance.
Ooh, I wonder
for the
if
US
mine does.
And I've been paying for it all this time. Oh. So great. I was double insured.
Yeah.
You look a lot like Dua Lipa.
Oh my God.
Interesting.
It's so funny. I just have that face that everyone is like,
you look like someone
girl.
I know.
Yeah. I've also gotten Katy Perry before. Who else have I gotten?
Caitlin Bristow.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Does your dog like to wear the Miss United World crown too?
I actually do have a cute photo of her in the crown. I don't think she understands what it means.
This is funny. Can we see more of your dog?
Yeah.
Is Halifax pretty? I live in Ontario, but I've always wanted to see other parts of Canada.
I think Halifax is really pretty. I feel like sometimes I don't appreciate it enough because we're here. I don't just think it's Halifax, though. I think Nova Scotia is pretty. Like, I just feel like the beaches, we have Cape Breton, like the beautiful mountains and everything. So I just think it's a great, beautiful place.
Are we besties? If not, can we be?
Yeah, we can. If you listen to this podcast, we're besties.
What's it like being Miss Canada United World?
It's kind of crazy. I still feel like it hasn't hit me yet. Like, I keep thinking, I'm like, I'm literally going to be like in Sobeys one day and just start crying because I feel like it's just so weird. The times where it kind of gets me is like when I'm around little girls and they think you're like the coolest thing ever.
That's the best.
I know. I'm going to go read to my mom's class soon. My mom is a daycare teacher. So she's.
You are killing the like extracurriculars.
Oh, I know. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm really excited. But I'm actually like not a good reader when it comes out to out loud reading.
You'll have to practice.
I'm going
to
be like, so what book do you want me to read? Like, I'll look up the practice. So
you know what you should read?
What?
We got our friend Caitlin's little baby, like ABCs of inspirational women.
That's and I could read that.
Yeah. And I feel like it's very important for men to hear that too.
100%.
Men need to appreciate the ladies.
I know. Also, there were a couple little boys who did my activity on the weekend.
Love that. I saw a little boy with the crown on.
And the adults who were helping, they were like, oh, do you want to put a crown on? And he was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, also, I gave out like little lip glosses and even the little boys like took the lip gloss. And it's just funny because like literally... it's made for everyone.
Why not?
It's like us adults who are like, oh, you can have this, but you can't have this. Like, this is for girls only. You know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't exist to a little kid.
All right. So, next step of the Caffeine Anxiety Podcast. Those were just like a scratch of surface. We would be here all day if we answered all these questions.
Yeah.
But that was fun. I feel like we should put like a topic out each week.
I know.
Like, answer questions.
I know.
Okay, so I thought it would be fun to tell you guys what we're loving lately.
Oh, okay.
So Jane and I are gonna say like off three things of like what we're loving. Mm-hmm. And do you wanna go?
Okay, can you go
number
first?
One.
Because I'm really not prepared for this.
I know, I had to like think about these yesterday. Okay, I actually have like more than one, but right now, we were talking about this yesterday. So right now I'm loving, but we've been loving Skims.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you just made a new purchase and you said it was everything.
Yeah. So I bought the Skims bodysuit with the shorts, mm-hmm. like the built-in shorts. Oh my God. Well, because I've been influenced on TikTok, like everything I buy.
Classic.
But I wear the sculpting bras and they are amazing, and I have very big chest and they are so comfortable. It's like a second skin. This is my third sculpting bra from Skims. What else?
Oh, question on that.
Yeah.
Do you have like, is there a pee hole?
There's a pee hole.
Okay, that's what I was at. Because when you came back from the washroom, I was like, did she just have to take all of that
oh
off?
My God, it's iconic. It is hard to like get up, but once it's up, like the whole bodysuit.
Yeah.
I have the core control thong.
I literally love the core control thong.
Yeah. It's
I think
good.
If you were to buy one thing from there, me personally, it would be the core control thong. Like it just literally smooths you out, makes you feel like so confident and snatched.
My like number one thing, I couldn't live without the sculpting bra.
No. Okay. I'm going to do, okay, what I'm loving lately. Try not to move that mic too much. She moves it again.
They can't hear it, remember?
I know. Okay. Things that I'm loving recently, bossing Kristen around about audio. I think like really just like taking care of myself, whether that be like some Botox, whether that be getting my nails done. I just feel like when I get like the little tiny services, it literally like elevates everything about me. Like I just feel like my best self. And I just think when you invest in yourself, you literally feel so confident.
I know. I just like rescheduled my Botox appointment for August because I'm going to be away next week and I scheduled it for the wrong time. And I'm so excited because I feel like we'll be in Austin with like tight foreheads and like no crow's feet. Yeah, I love that too.
Yeah, I know that's kind of broad, but just
are you
going to
get your
yourself.
Lashes done?
No.
No.
Because on photos, like, lash extensions just like don't look that great when you're like so far away. You need the strip lashes.
So for pageant purposes.
Pageant purposes, I am au naturel on the lashes.
Until winter?
I think, but honestly I'm loving my natural lashes. I'm loving rubbing my eyes. I'm loving like I just hate when they like start to fall off and you literally look so dumb with your two eyelashes. Do you know what I mean?
Unless you go to My Lash Girl.
Yeah.
I have a new lash girl and shout out, she's a female run business, Vita Artistry.
Yeah.
These do not come off.
I know. They look so good. And like My Lash Girl is great too, but I just find if I like don't get in time.
Yeah.
I just don't want to be walking around with a couple eyelashes.
Okay. Oh, my second one. What I'm loving right now, hydration.
Wow. It's so annoying that literally you feel you have a headache, drink more water. You feel bloated, drink more water.
You're hungover?
Drink more water. Like it's always the answer to drink more water, but drinking water is so hard.
It's so hard. I find like when I wake up, I'm like, I find the more you drink water, the more you crave it.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah,
so I'm in a hydration addiction right now.
Hydration era?
Yeah. I'm in my hydration era and like my skin's thanking me for it. my headaches, my migraines, my bones. I'm just like, hydration, I'm into.
Hydration is literally the answer to everything, but it's so annoying.
Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate.
I find everyone is trying to, they're like, oh my God, I'm struggling with this. And it's like, oh, I want to try this supplement. Oh, I'm going to try going like doing this. And it's like, no girl, you literally just should drink more water.
Just drink more water. I find like, so when I wake up, I think it was you who at one point in time, you're like, I try to drink a glass of water before I start my day.
Yeah.
Do you still do that?
I try.
Yeah. So on my way to work, I always take the cap off my water bottle and have it in my cup holder and I just sip it on the way to work. But yeah, because also I drink a lot of coffee, so I just really need to like stay hydrated.
Yeah, because coffee like dehydrates you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Something that I'm loving right now. I just got one of those skincare fridges off Amazon.
Oh my God, I got it too.
Do you love it? Have you been using it?
I love it.
Yeah, so I put in like my serums. I have a Gua Sha. I have an ice roller. Literally, it's so cute. Like when I was telling Nick that I was getting it, he was like, Jane, we literally have a full size fridge downstairs.
But it needs to be convenient. Like that's the thing. Like I won't put my stuff in my fridge. Like I'll do it and then I'll just forget to put it back in after I do my skincare.
That's literally what I was doing because I have an ice roller, so I kept it in the freezer. Did I ever use the ice roller when it was in the freezer? Mm-hmm. Maybe once. And like anyway, so it is just, I have it. It's pink. It's like on my little beauty vanity. It's so cute and I'm loving it, like especially in the summertime to put cold stuff on your face. It feels so good.
I got the same one as you, except I got white.
Very nice.
And it's so affordable. It's like $50.
Yeah, $50, on Amazon. $60. What's the name brand?
Oh, I can't even remember. I mean, it had really high ratings.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like not, like it's perfect for skincare.
Yeah, it's nothing
fancy. Don't put your food in there. No. Like, you know what I mean?
Anyways, yeah, just go on Amazon and look up skincare fridge and it's probably like the first or second
also
one on there.
Also, the ice rollers. If I'm going to use my ice roller, it like wakes my skin up.
Oh, I know.
Like it literally takes your tiredness away. It's so weird.
I know. It feels so nice.
Okay. Ooh, okay. What I'm loving right, another thing I'm loving right now is like no technology in the morning.
Wow, I can't relate.
It's so hard because like all I want to do is take my phone and my coffee and scroll. But if you just take your coffee, like I'll just go outside and it's quiet and the doggies are playing and it's just like you can hear the birds chirping and you just drink your coffee. It's so nice. Highly recommend. Even if you like take your phone out, be like, I'm going to dedicate like this entire coffee to not scrolling, or I'm going to dedicate 10 minutes to not scrolling.
Yeah. Wow.
That's just very like, good for the soul.
I feel like I like got relaxed just listening to you explain that. That was, yeah, I can totally see how nice that would be.
Yeah.
I just am in like, I wake up, drink some water, drink my coffee and scroll. And it is just, it's not a good way to start your morning. Really
no.
Okay, something that I'm loving. Something that I'm loving. Probably just going for walks. Like now that the weather is nice. Well, I'm sitting here looking out the window and it's pouring rain. But usually the weather is nice and I just love like going for an evening walk with my dog and Nick. And we just like, again, there's like no technology. You're just like enjoying the outdoors. And I just feel like that's so good for your mental health.
So true.
Yeah.
I need to do that more.
I know.
But I'm scared of bears. There's been bear sightings around. Yeah, so
it's scary.
It's a scary world out there.
I wonder if we should get bear mace.
Well, you can't buy it. It's illegal.
Oh, it's dog spray.
Here, yeah. Right. I do have that though. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So those are the six things that we've been loving. Things. I think we should make it a regular thing.
Yeah, I agree. So tell us about your anxiety recently. How have you been doing?
Good, actually. I went to my grandmother's on the weekend, spent some time with her. But yeah, anxiety has been good. Actually,
well, speak your truth.
Here's my truth. I was rear-ended last week.
Oh my God, I forgot about this.
And I've been having okay, like when people get whiplash, I've never been in like a fender bender like that. When people get whiplash, I used to be like, oh yeah, like, okay, you got whiplash. Like, not a big deal. Literally, like, it's not even my neck. It's like where my neck and my shoulder meet. So stiff. I can't like put my left arm up over my head, so it hurts to just like even wash my hair. it's so crazy. So they're setting up physio, the insurance company. Thank God for insurance. Have a good insurance plan because you just never know. Be careful when you're driving. And I can't stress this enough. Please, like when you're driving, you do not have to be on top of somebody.
No. And tell us about the person who hit you.
So he was just an older gentleman pushing 80, he said. Very kind. I felt so bad. But he was just like, on my ass, on my ass, on my ass. And then I went to turn right on a green light and I go to turn and he was just rear-ended me. He goes, yeah. Why did you brake? I'm like, you know how you like brake as you're turning?
Yeah.
I was like, you don't take a full speed turn at a green light.
Yeah, people, it makes me so sad when it's like old people that are driving that for some reason.
Him and his wife were so kind, but at the same time, like, you need to, like, I always give, like, you know how you're supposed to give a full car?
Yeah.
I give like
half a car at least.
At least. Yeah. Yeah. Especially like if they're driving standard, they can roll back. Yeah. And yeah, it's crazy. So yeah, that gave me anxiety. It's giving me anxiety because I'm finding it really difficult to sleep.
Yeah.
But other than that, like, my mental health has been in check, which is really good. Yeah. How about you? Today's not such
today
a good day.
Today is not my day. But I'm just feeling overwhelmed because of, I've just been, like, away every single weekend. And yet again, I'm going away this weekend. I'm going camping at Hubbard's Campground. But it's something that I'm totally looking forward to. And I've been looking forward to it for so long. So I know, like, once I get there, it'll be fun.
Yeah.
But it's just the thought of, like, I feel like I just unpacked from the pageant. I feel like my host just needs a deep clean.
Oh, wait. Not Jane filling her plate.
Literally.
That's unusual.
That never happens. Like, what is up with me? Anyways, so I'm just feeling overwhelmed that my host needs a deep clean. My allergies of the summer have been bad. And yeah, I'm just feeling overwhelmed. But, you know, I love my life.
But listen, take a day off work.
I was actually thinking I might take Friday as a mental health day for myself and
literally
clean my house.
It is fine.
Because, oh, also, so like, I just need to like, it's crazy. I also feel, no, I shouldn't feel bad. I was going to say, I feel bad for having these feelings because I'm so privileged to like, be like, oh, got to catch up on laundry. Oh, got to do this. Got to do my dishes. Like, thank God I have running water to do dishes. I just got a washer and dryer. Like, God bless. So I feel guilty, but also I need to realize that it's okay. These feelings are valid. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So yeah, I think, because Friday, I think I'm going to go read to my mom's class and then I might just like deep clean my house.
You can't tell, like, when you made these plans, I know you made this camping plan a long time ago. Like, you're not gonna be able to tell, like, oh my God, I'm gonna have a lot of anxiety that week because I'm just getting home from a pageant, my house is gonna be a mess.
I know.
So it's like, live your life. If you have to take the day off, just take the day off.
Yeah,
like, I'm feeling that too. My house is disarray.
It's like chaotic.
It's just chaotic.
It makes you feel chaotic.
Like,
you know?
I woke up today and I like couldn't find any clothes and I'm like, I cannot live like this anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about this time of year, but it always gets like that, I find.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was your anxiety.
Yeah. I also got the scaries yesterday. Do you want to know why?
Yeah.
Okay. So I literally was about to call you. It was like right after you left.
Yeah.
But then I was like, no, she's home to a new puppy. Like, I'm not gonna bother her. I'll save it for tomorrow. So there's like an exclusive, to get your hair and makeup done at internationals. It's by a company called Team Flawless.
Yeah.
Which literally, like, they are so amazing. They do like the Miss Universe girls. Like, they've done Olivia Coppola's makeup, like,
okay,
all this craziness. Anyways, so obviously being Canadian, we know our dollar is literally trash right now. So, but I really,
it's always trash.
Yeah. But anyway, so I really wanted to get my hair and makeup done at internationals because I feel like if I'm doing it my own, I'll be like so stressed out, like rush, you know, like sweating,
trying to make it perfect.
Exactly. But if someone else does it, I'll just sit there, like, drink some water, relax. Anyway, so the package I chose, it was, so Sunday is like the show day.
Yeah.
So I'm getting my hair and makeup done in the morning for interviews, and then I get like a style change for the stage. So they'll probably just like add more to my face, make my hair bigger, you know?
Add some highlight.
Yeah, literally just like sculpt me out a little bit. Anyways, guess how much it was.
Oh my God. I don't even know.
So Canadian, it was $830.
I'm going to puke in my mouth a little bit.
I know.
What?
I know.
Why?
Well, it was $618 US.
American.
And then that's how shitty our dollar is.
Paid $1,000.
I know. But for my mental health pageant week, I feel like I'm going to need it.
Okay. Yeah, totally.
And also my hair is so short. How am I going to reach the pieces back there?
Also, it's like, okay, if you get it and you're like, you get it this one time and you're like, I could do this myself, then like there.
And I know that I could do it myself, but it's just, I know I'm going to be sweaty. I'm going to be like anxiety ridden.
And you
want to
be your best.
I know. And literally, this might be my only time to ever compete international. You know what I mean?
It's so, not.
Like, you know, like it could be. So I just like, I want to look my best. And like, if the other girls are getting it, like I want to, you know, pop on stage too. And like these women
next
are
time,
crazy good.
We should just like bring Selena.
I know, but legally, like,
oh, you're not allowed.
You're not allowed.
What?
Yeah, because they're like the dedicated sponsor.
Oh, so it's shit. Just like a, so it's like do it yourself or you have to hire these.
Yeah.
That makes sense. It's like when we do videography, we're the only videographers allowed.
It does
allowed.
Make sense.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, it was just, it really gave me the scaries.
That's not so bad as if, the thing is, you're coming from Canada, so it's a $900 flight. It's like, we're going to stay a week. So it's like few extra more dollars for where we're staying. We're going to go to restaurants. But you know what? Like, this is a big deal. And I wouldn't mind spending, just like every trip I go on, I'm like, I am rich.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not rich, but on trips, I say to myself, I am rich. So if you're going to do it, if you're going to make the effort, as soon as you book that flight, like, just let the dollar signs go up in the air if you're afforded that luxury.
Money rejuvenates itself. Memories do not. Like, and I was also thinking, like, there's going to be photos of me on stage that I will be showing, like, my
everybody.
Grandchildren.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll be like, look how sickeningly gorgeous your grandmother was at, like, Miss United World.
Totally.
You know?
So what are you thinking for your hair?
I was thinking, I'll show you, I don't know if I showed you this photo. I was actually going through like a little, I just didn't know what was going on with my hair because for this pageant, I like let it grow. So like it was still a short hair. But anyways,
you're going to let it grow.
Then I literally just got it cut like super short. But I was like back and forth being like, should I just let it grow all the way out till September so I can like have it nice and curled? And then I was thinking, I was like, literally every pageant girl.
You showed me this. Are you going to show me the girl who had short hair?
Yeah. Every pageant girl, which you're like, this is no shade to anyone, obviously, because I was one last competition, has like these long, beautiful, flowy curls. But I was like, I want to be different and have like the short hair. So I think it'll really like set me apart a little bit.
So what do you want them to do to your hair?
So for interviews, I'm thinking middle part, slicked behind my ears, volume in the back.
Yep.
Big, beautiful earrings. Yep. On stage, I'm thinking side swept, volume everywhere, and like tucked in.
Yeah.
Like curled in.
Yeah.
So and like
the Southern Belle.
Literally. So and I just would way rather someone else do that to me. Like, because for this, for Miss Canada United World, I was going to do my own makeup in my own hair. I did end up doing my own makeup, which I, like, enjoyed. But last minute, there was an opening, and I was like, oh, I may as well get my hair done. And being able to just, like, sit in the chair and have someone else do it,
totally.
I was like, wow, I need to get my hair done.
This is reminding me of the movie Dumpling. Like, I feel like I should watch it again.
Oh, my God, that's a good idea.
Such a good movie.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, the whole like stigma about like pageant women. I just really want to like emphasize that pageant girls are literally so smart and driven. And I used to be so guilty of this and be like, oh, you just have to be pretty. You just have to like look good in a dress and all this stuff. But then I like started getting more into it, obviously. And I like started meeting other pageant women and they are literally so smart, so driven, so motivated. And now I'm just like, I just want to be like them. I want to surround myself with them. Like,
totally.
It's just so cool. But it's just so sad that everyone is like, oh, pageant girls, like, you just have to be pretty and, like, be like, what's your favorite date? And then it's like, oh, April 25th, because it's not too hot and not too cold.
So true.
But anyways,
that's a good movie.
I know. I should
watch that too.
I think I'm going to go back and watch that.
Yeah. So your anxiety, other than that,
pretty good. Oh,
but think about August. Like, we're going to be making so much.
I know. I just.
Well, so much. We're going to be making. We have a busy August.
Yeah. Really busy. I got a pap test yesterday. And really, it's never as bad as you hype it up to be in your head.
No, but it's just so, like, annoying.
It's so annoying. But it almost, so I have the most fabulous doctor, and she really.
I thought you were going to say I have the most fabulous vagina.
Oh, that too. She said everything looks so healthy.
Good.
Yeah, very excited about that. But anyways, back to my doctor.
Yeah.
She validated that she knows it's, like, an uncomfortable and annoying thing that we as women have to do.
Yeah.
And I just feel like because she, like. She knows that it's annoying.
Yeah.
She wasn't like, oh, it's going to be fine. It'll just take 5 minutes.
Yeah.
She was like, I know it's uncomfortable. Like, it makes you feel better.
Totally.
You know?
So I have a doctor who's a male. He is the best doctor ever. And it's so funny. Like, when I get paps, he'll just, like, talk about something random that's happening. And I, like, appreciate that. He's,
yeah.
Cause you, like, he has to have a female in when a male doctor does it to you.
Interesting,
so yeah. So the receptionist comes in. We're all just, like, talking. I remember one time we were talking about, like, the Blue Jays baseball team.
Oh my God.
Meanwhile, this guy has, like, a clamp in my vagina.
I know. It's such a weird thing. But also I was like, how lucky are we to have this that, like, we're able to do to check for cancer and all this stuff. Like, we are very lucky.
We are very blessed.
But it's that annoying thing that you have to do. And it's every 3 years now, which is kind of crazy.
Totally.
So I am the farthest away from my next pap that I will ever be.
Wow.
Which is a good
congratulations.
Feeling. Congratulations. Thank you.
I don't know when my next one is. I'll have to ask my doctor.
I know. Because how can you even keep track of, like, every 3 years? You know what I mean?
Well, they tell you.
I know. But she was saying, oh, did it work for us to, like, call you and remind you?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to remember.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's so weird. I remember the first time I thought I was going to go in for a pap. I think I was, like, 18 or something. And my mom was like, okay, like, this, they're probably going to do this, da, 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 da. And I was like, okay. I was so nervous. And then my doctor, she was like, yeah, they don't do paps anymore until you're, like, 21 or something. And I was like, yes. Like, I was so excited.
It's so funny, too. Like, when I go for a pap, like, I make sure everything's clean down there. Like, in, like, you shave, you make it. And, like, they could give two shits.
I know. It's like that.
What that
it's
looks
like. You hide your underwear.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. I know.
It's
just
so funny.
Weird, like, putting your feet in the straddles and you're just like, oh my
And they're
God.
Like, okay, just, like, open your legs.
It's like, relax. It's like, I can't relax.
I know. But once you relax, it doesn't hurt. Like,
no.
Well, it doesn't hurt as much, I should say.
I find it doesn't hurt.
At all?
No, it's just an uncomfortable feeling.
The clamp?
Yeah.
I find that hurts.
I don't.
Maybe
I
Jane has a wide set vagina.
Maybe. I've actually. Never mind.
I know what you're going to say. Jane has a nice vagina.
Yeah. Anyways. But yeah, it's just like an uncomfortable feeling. But you go,
never mind.
Yeah. I'm going to keep that one to myself. Keep it to yourself.
Okay. Should we wrap it up here?
Yeah. Let's wrap this up. And I'm going to give one more shout out to Buy Bee Wags so they can help you. Sorry, everyone. It's been a while since I was.
So now Jane's gonna
remember,
have to edit.
Remember when I said I wasn't a good reader? Yeah. I'm going to really have to whip myself into shape for those kindergarten kids. If you know us, you know we need to keep organized. Well, it's easy for us to be glued to our phones. It's so much nicer when we write out our to-dos, and it makes it like us more likely to remember what we're going to do. Buy Bee Wags can help you do just that with their daily to-do list, shopping list, magnetic calendar, and meal planner. Being small business owners, again, we love to support local business queens like ourselves. And best of all, it's going to look cute with your aesthetic. So use code CAP15 for 15% off your next purchase.
All right. So if you guys have been enjoying listening, leave us a review. Nice reviews only, please.
Please.
Subscribe. We I was just going to say our podcast comes out every Monday, but
it doesn't.
So that just means that you have to follow us on Instagram so that you know when a new episode is coming out. Hopefully soon, once like wedding season calms down, we can be more consistent, or, you know, if we find someone who will make us consistent,
whip us into shape.
But we love doing this for you guys, so let us know your thoughts and follow us on Instagram at the Caffeine and Anxiety Podcast. We will see you next time.
Bye. Gotta go turn the AC
on. Bye.